You're listening to Radio K-Line.
Okay, Ellen, I'm going to have to ask you a few questions. As a youth, what occupation would you least like to have?
Me? Something dirty and disgusting, and working outside and getting all sweaty and nasty and dirty.
No, you didn't understand the question. I said the least like. Now, you just told me what your favorite occupation would be.
No, I didn't. You must have understood me wrong. I just told you what I'd least like to do.
Okay. So, in other words, getting filthy and swinish is not on your top 10 things to do.
Exactly.
All right. Let me ask you another question then. Based on your answer to the first question, as a follow-up, when was the last time you climbed a tree?
What's that have to do with the answer to my first question?
This is a follow-up now.
Okay. When was the last time you climbed a tree? Well, I never really climbed trees that much because even if I find a tree I'd like to climb, it's not too scratchy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom sees me, like, eyeing the tree, and she's like, Ellen, don't you dare climb that tree!
Well, do you want to go out in the backyard and climb a tree tomorrow?
No, it's scratchy.
Okay. Now, finally, my final question for you this evening. If you had been Zacchaeus when Jesus stopped under his tree and told him to, quote-unquote, come down immediately, how would you have felt?
Well, let's see.
Would have you been afraid, honored, excited, embarrassed, suspicious, surprised that he knew your name?
Well, I think I would have been all those things, but I would have ended up feeling really embarrassed because I think, like, he knew that what he did was wrong, so he didn't like to draw a lot of attention to himself.
All right, well, let me phrase it a different way. Instead of Jesus coming by and telling you to get out of the tree, what if your mama had come by and told you to come down immediately? Then how would have you felt? Honored, excited, surprised she knew your name?
I would have been afraid, and then I would have been suspicious as to who told her I was up the tree.
All right, well, I happen to have some inside information. It was your sister, Angela. All right. This is going to be our first installment of K-Line, the K-Line Radio Minute.
Oh, please.
Or 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Bye.